Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Mario Ritter. Today, we listen to new music from Feist. We also read some of your recent comments. But first, we tell about the problem of domestic violence in America and around the world. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month in the United States. The observance seeks to educate the public about an issue which affects millions of people each year. June Sims has more.
Domestic violence experts from across the country gathered last week in Washington, D.C. They took part in a special congressional briefing on the effects of domestic violence on children. A group called the Makers of Memories Foundation helped organize the event. Another organizer was the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence. 5 years ago, the United Nations published results of a study about domestic violence. It found that as many as 275 million children worldwide witness violence in the home. These boys and girls represent a secret society of sufferers. Officials say they are the forgotten victims of domestic violence. Research shows such children face a greater risk of problems in school, emotional disorders, and drug abuse, among other things. Some research has suggested that their experiences are severe enough to meet the requirements for post-traumatic stress disorder. Many children who witness violence at home grow up to become abusers or victims themselves. That is why the UN Children's Fund calls domestic violence one of the most pervasive human rights challenges of our times. The congressional hearing was held last week to educate American policymakers about the problem. Domestic violence is defined as any form of behavior used to gain power or control over another person. It can include verbal, emotional, physical, or sexual abuse. The National Institute of Justice and the Centers for Disease Control say one in four American women will suffer some form of domestic violence in her lifetime. 1.5 million women are physically attacked or raped each year. In the United States, 3 women die each day because of violence in the home. The problem is believed to be even more widespread than these numbers suggest. Many cases of domestic violence are never reported. Victims often feel responsible for the abuse they suffer. They also experience a strong sense of shame or dishonor. This is even truer among men, who are less likely to report abuse. Studies show that 1 in 13 men in the United States is a victim of domestic violence. Domestic Violence Awareness Month seeks to bring these issues out into the open and to get more people involved in finding a solution. Officials say knowing the facts about domestic violence may help save lives and end the cycle of violence.
Now, we take a look at some of your comments about recent stories on American Mosaic. Many of you wrote to express concern about the report on animals used in the movie industry. Several listeners praised filmmakers who used digitally produced images of animals for movies instead of using live animals. One listener went even farther with that idea. Hassan from Turkey wrote, "I believe that computer-generated imagery should also replace the humans. Thus, film producers would not have to pay much money for the famous actors and actresses." This is an interesting idea, but one that labor unions for actors might oppose. Several listeners sent comments after our story about building designer and MacArthur Prize winner Jeannie Gang. A listener in Japan hoped that Ms. Gang's work would inspire other women to consider a career in architecture. And Lau from Vietnam has this to say about her wavy skyscraper in Chicago. "If I have a chance, I would lean from one of its balconies." Another Vietnamese listener commented on our story about disabled men and women learning to surf. Tan V wrote, "Disability doesn't mean you cannot do anything. I really admire disabled people who overcome the physical hurt to get a better life." Listeners were not so pleased to hear about how some Americans provide daycare and costly treats to their pets. Florence from Togo noted people in the world who need help. She wrote that Americans should reduce their pet care spending and help people around them who are homeless. Finally, our story on the new Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial led to the most American Mosaic comments in September. Bhim Acharya Baral in Nepal said he was impressed by King's "I Have a Dream" speech. And he added, "His speech motivates everyone to universal brotherhood. I like his way to treat all equal." Valia Herman of Burkina Faso expressed similar praise. She wrote, "It is thanks to Martin Luther King that the USA is a true land of equality and opportunity." Thanks to everyone who sent us comments. And keep them coming. You may hear your own read on this program in the future. Singer-songwriter Feist released Metals, her fifth album, earlier this month. Last Saturday, she launched a series of concert performances in support of the new album. Barbara Klein has more.
How come you never go there? How come I'm so lonely? So lonely, I went up to the window, lightning banging on the cymbals. I leaped into the night, came storming to your eyes. My horse had worked the fields too long, my bear had lost his innate calm. It's true enough for not at peace, but peace is never what it seems. Our love is not the light it was when I walk inside the dark, I'm gone. Why we look for where it went? It's only echoes in the melody.
That is "How Come You Never Go There" from Feist's album Metals. It was the first single released. The song seems to question the emotional reach of one of two people in a relationship. Feist sings, "Words are like a lasso. You're an instrumental tune." In other words, somebody is not talking. A cowboy using a rope can make a lasso to seize horses or other animals. There are other suggestions of America's Old West on metals. The song Anti-Pioneer is an example.
Start with colors. They always get away with attitude. But they'll try to convince you of your mood. And what you want, they'll give it to you. But it's all this therapy, that's all they do. And for you, she was Anti-Pioneer, singing sappy songs about what went wrong 2 years before. But even now, when the false is true.
Feist recorded metals in Big Sur, California. She had a studio specially built high on a cliff overlooking the water. Birds and other creatures would have surrounded the musicians. Perhaps that led to this song, Cicadas and Gulls.
Cicadas and gulls escape on the fall. The land and the sea.
Feist will be performing in Europe and the United States through early February. We leave you with the song Comfort Me from her album Metals.
When you comfort me, it doesn't bring me comfort actually. When you comfort me, true life in haiku. Balance is a phrase out of the blue, the meaning shown to you.
I'm Mario Ritter. Our program was written by June Sims and Katie Weaver, who was also our producer. If you have a question about American life, send it to mosaic@voanews.com or click on the Contact Us link at voaspecialenglish.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at VOA Learning English. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.